Well, the first week of free agency was a wild one for the Philadelphia Eagles. And by the end of the day on Friday, 8 players signed to contracts. I am Dave Spadaro, bringing into the studio the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese. And we have seen free agency frenzies before. This one a little different, Merrill.
Yeah, I have never been through a week like this, Dave, where boom, bam, from the beginning. And we had the week that when everything happened with the so-called dream team. But this was different. This was different. Everything that was stretched out. But in a course of 2 days, this team changed its fate.
Yeah.
Changed its fate and came up with some people who we knew very, very well, and others like Jason Phillips and Bradley Fletcher, who we hardly knew, but it's very exciting. Yeah,
and how many of these players, Merrill, of these 8 players, I mean, we don't know the schemes even. But I got to believe there's going to be 3, 4, 5 starters coming out of this group?
Oh, I think a good chance of that. You can look at somebody like Isaac Sopawaga, and no matter what scheme they play, he is going to be in the lineup. He's either a nose tackle or a defensive tackle, or a run stopper, but he's going to be there. I could see in Chip Kelly's eyes how excited he is to have James Casey.
Yep, I agree.
We saw James Casey in snippets on television, but he wasn't somebody we had in our minds. We didn't think going into free agency, boy, I hope they have James Casey. Now, after listening to Chip Kelly speaking about him as Aaron Hernandez to Brent Celek's Rob Gronkowski, there's a lot to be excited about.
I agree. And then the defense gets a major overhaul at the cornerback position. I think Kerry Williams would certainly be considered a starting caliber player.
Started 16 games for the Super Bowl
champion. Last 2 seasons, Bradley.
And he has an edge.
He does have an edge. I like that little swagger that he's got.
Yeah, I have that. I like that.
And then, also Bradley Fletcher played well in St. Louis. Does he come in as a starter? I don't know. He's got to earn it. But he did play, and he played pretty well in St. Louis. And Pat Shurmur, familiar with him. Safety, Kenny Phillips, a 1-year deal, Merrill. Patrick Chung coming off injuries. I still think there's some questions there.
I know this. I know that Kenny Phillips, when healthy, is a terrific safety. A terrific safety who played for a Super Bowl championship team. But that when healthy, those are the two words that make you wonder, because he has missed a lot of playing time, particularly with knee injuries. Buddy Ryan, not to go back in ancient history, used to have a saying, durability is as important as ability. You have to be healthy. So that's the only question mark I have. A healthy Kenny Phillips will be a starter and an impact safety for this team.
Interesting. What needs do you see, Merrill? What would you like to see this team add maybe before the draft?
I would have liked to have seen another offensive lineman. Perhaps somebody who can line up at right tackle and then switch Harriman's over to the right guard spot. If you're asking me,
I
think that they're fine at wide receiver. I think they have a great stable of wide receivers. There was a report, an erroneous report earlier in the week, that the Eagles were zeroing in on Danny Amendola. And I thought, who of the Eagles receivers would you rather have off the roster and Danny Amendola on? And frankly, I couldn't come up with anybody.
Right.
So running back, Deuce Staley has a terrific stable of running backs, talented young running backs with which to work.
I would tell you defensive line, I see Sopawaga starting. I see Fletcher Cox starting. Fletcher, is it Cedric Thornton who start? I don't know.
I don't know the role for Trent Cole.
Right.
Who I still believe is a very good football player. Right. Who was misused in the previous schemes.
If they're in a 3-4, what are you doing with Trent Cole? Is there a hybrid kind of defensive end position he can play?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. How about Kerry?
Yeah. Very, 275 pounds. Maybe he's a defensive end in a 3-4.
Maybe.
Is he J.J. Watt kind of player? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's why I'm happy to see them get somebody like Barwin, Connor Barwin. I listened a lot to NFL radio and to some of the people like Gil Brandt, who was and Gil Brandt is an older guy who was the architect of the old Dallas Cowboys and the Tex Schramm, Tom Landry days. But if you listen to him, he still knows every player. He knows every draft pick. He knows every NFL player. And he was so complimentary about the Eagles. And then I heard Tim Ryan, who was an NFL analyst, and Pat Kerwin, former Jets assistant general manager, talk about the fact that they feel that the Eagles got a much better deal for Connor Barwin than Cleveland did in signing Paul Kruger.
Interesting.
Because Barwin, they said, is a three-down linebacker, and Kruger is basically a version of Jason Babin.
I hope so. Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm.
Eagles need to get to the quarterback a bit more. Merrill, look, what can I say? More to come, I guess, here with the Philadelphia Eagles throughout the
period here. It's just a terrific time.
Leading into our April 25th draft, which Merrill and I will be manning the stations that weekend for many, many, many hours.
Yep.
And it's one of your favorite weekends of the year.
I love that weekend.
Yeah,
but
too.
I'll tell you what, I wonder if that weekend will have the impact on this team that 3 days of this week did.
That's a good point. It's been a frenzy in Philadelphia in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Good alliteration. Merrill Reese, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Have a great weekend. Have a great week. We'll see you soon.
You bet.
Merrill Reese in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.